Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life That Does Live with your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl.
Chelsea Monet.
What's good, y'all? I'm about to get ready to get on the live in a second. Give me a second. I'm over here, been over here dealing with some crazy technical difficulties, but we will be on that in a moment. So, yes, give me a second, but nonetheless, what's good, Chelsea?
Nothing. Just chilling.
That's what's up. Well, everyone, we got another great show for you today. I decided to call today's show, randomly call it, Hey Now, You're an All-Star, because I'm not really going to be talking about the All-Star game, really, but in the spirit of the All-Star game being this previous weekend, we decided, hey, let's make that the random title for today. So that's you guys had to look forward to, and got some great stuff, man. A lot of stuff I got to chop up with y'all that got coming up over the next month, actually the next 2 months. So March and April is going to be crazy. Can't wait to tell y'all about that. I know how I usually don't tell y'all anything until it's locked in. So, yeah, I will be telling y'all more about that information soon. Well, let's start with you, Chelsea. Chelsea, what did you end up doing over the past week?
I didn't really do anything. I went to Macumba's on Saturday and just chilled and studied for a test Sunday.
How was Macumba on Saturday?
It was packed. It was all right. Everybody that went, hope y'all had a good time.
Oh, man. Sound like you did not have a good time?
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. It was nice.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. All right. Well,
go to sleep.
As far as me, since last Wednesday, I've been sick as hell. I'm finally feeling good after yesterday. So, thank God I'm able to breathe like a normal human being, or as normal as I possibly can. So thank you for that. So I appreciate everybody that checked in on your boy. I'm just making sure it was good, man. Cause it was tragic, man. I was getting upset, like, you know, I was sitting there trying to do normal stuff. I couldn't even do it. It was bugging me. I was just too frustrated with being sick, and then, man, like, my limbs hurting one day. That was driving me nuts. And just, oh, man. Thank God my job was really cool. You know, I got to work from home on Thursday and Friday. So that was a blessing in itself. So, yes, because I'm telling y'all, I was over here about to pass out, man. It was ridiculous. And then I did something stupid because my crazy ass ended up taking some damn Benadryl while I was at work twice. So I took some like in the morning at work, and then I took some like in the afternoon at work. Well, for those of y'all know, a lot of Benadryl is usually drowsy. So yes, although it is allergy medicine, it tends to make you very drowsy. So imagine me fighting through having Benadryl in my system at work and not knowing, you know, I wasn't necessarily realizing the impact of how sick I was about to get. I ended up going to the gym and working out, you know, with my allergies flaring up. So it was crazy, man. I'm sitting there like frustrated because, yeah, I just couldn't just breathe. It was hard, but I was still managed to try to get some stuff done. So it's a blessing, but. Yeah, man, that's what I ended up doing the past week. And of course, I caught some of the All Star game and festivities, which are pretty dope. So, yes, I would say, yeah, it was. I mean, it was better than last year. Last year was just it was all right, but this year it was a little bit better. I feel they, you know, I think also too, because the performances and whatnot were really dope. And, you know, just being D-Wade's last year, that was interesting. So, you know, shout out to D-Wade and his last, you know, even though he used to cause me plenty of anguish as a Mavs fan, you know, because we had to play against them pretty much every time we went to a championship game, we had to play against them. So it was ridiculous. But yeah, so yeah, that's what. Try to end the else. Oh yeah, I told y'all I was going to tell y'all about some news we got coming up as far as some dates I got coming up. It's gonna be dope. And if you're in those cities, make sure that you are y'all ready to link, man. So all right, I finally got my live going. Had to get my little cradle thing together too, because I don't feel like having to touch the phone a million times. So none of my little dock is good. I'll move it back a little. There y'all go. Y'all can see me and hear me perfectly. So bam. If y'all on the Facebook Live, y'all should be able to see me now too. All right. So yeah, I will get into more of the dates that got coming up. But nonetheless, man, it's a blessing to be able to breathe and just be able to do what I'd love doing. So we're gonna go ahead and go into our song break, and then we come back. We're gonna get some more of the show. We got Bumma's Monet and Crickets of the Week coming up right here on Life That Does Live, CNC Petty Factory. Let's go ahead. We're gonna go to a Kula Von Seal double play right now. So Beast Mode and Keep It Clean.
I'm coming. Good morning, world. Let me introduce you to my flow. She says hello before she go right for your fucking throat.
Yo,
don't need to pass go. This beat is ill, though.
Straight to jail.
Engine words, man. I got on Mr. Ryan flow. Chop it, slice it, cut it, dice it, throw it in a pan. Her shit is on juggernaut. He sure she not a man? You stand corrected. Keep it hectic. Make sure you respect it. I take your mic and check it. Let's just say I dust the
bum,
it now.
Bum.
Not so yeah, swimming in the murky water. Don't take no shit. It's how I'm gonna raise my daughter. It's a specific order. End it where you get slaughtered. After this, I know my anger classes will be court ordered. Came to change the game with just one name. Oh no, hip-hop will never be the same. You slept on me because you saw a dame. Your reign is done, and yes, I am to blame. Came to change the game with just one name. Oh no, hip-hop will never be the same. I will unload when I go in beef mode. Ooh, your anemic burst. It made your car disperse.
Damn.
I pull up in a hearse. Your wordplay is the worst. I keep that 9/11 chilling in a clutch purse. Just in case I had to spit your lip biscuit. Red dirt. Verbs, nouns, adjectives came already loaded. I had to unleash them before my brain imploded. Don't ask me if I wrote it. You know I really did. Too bad your verses sound like they was written by your kids.
Mommy, look what I did.
A brutal massacre. Oh yeah, I had to own it. I blacked out and I killed a beat. That shit sound crazy, don't it? The melee had to happen. I know you don't condone it. Bloodshed is everywhere. It's like I had a
heaven
moment. Came to change the game with just one name. Oh no, hip-hop will never be the same. You slept on me because you saw a dame. Your reign is done, and yes, I am to blame. Came to change the game with just one name. Oh no, hip-hop will never be the same. I will unload when I go in beast mode. The motives of the beast, at least you see it's coming. You still in shock, I know you can't believe that it's a woman.
Yeah, it
that gave it to you like this, that whipped your ass up like Chris. The words they never miss, just sit back and
calm down.
I think I'll be ladylike and let you win just as fight. The way you rhyme on the mic increases my appetite.
I'm angry.
What you got, fight or flight? It's terrifying, right? Increases your heart rate, it also just increases your plight. Bang the building. and yes, I am to blame. Came to change the game with just one name. Oh no, hip-hop will never be the same. I will unload when I go in beast mode. When she walks into the room, there is nothing but majestic regalness. She may be little, but her presence towers over the mediocre. She may be soft-spoken, but her voice is amplified by every consonant and vowel she speaks. She is a warrior, a rider, an angel with a Teflon vest on, baby. Peaches queen. My crown is high and match my self-esteem. They took contagious, I need her. When a door swung open, I just scope it when I hit the stage. When the words hit the tongue, they dancing off the face. Frenemies and rage. You can't do what I do. You can't use thought process to make the verses logical. I'm trying to keep my composure, keep it clean like I'm supposed to. But you keep trying to roast her. So I'll go here for my hosta. Hit us be like, why you go so hard? Can't you be gangsy? You trying to throw me shade while you rocking my Cuban. When I come through, you bow down. When I hit the stage, I spit round. Red dot on the forehead, clown. Where the real kings in the building. They dudes are so revealing. They gross and unappealing. And I'm definitely in my feelings. So I guess it's passing time. Rhyme for rhyme, I lose my mind. Punchline for punchline. I'm Frank Lucas all the time. I'm so ruthless on my grind. Keep it clean, so watch me shine. You are just a falling line. I suggest you get the rest of your crew and get the step in. My words are deadly weapon. BA is where I'm repping. Make it classic like Led Zeppelin. I'm vicious. Chemistry is so malicious. You tasting so delicious. Cause I fried you with my lyrics.
That was good.
Your queens, we move in silence. We don't resort to violence. Spitting hotness. Sitting on my throne back straight. Just like a goddess. Modest is my dress. Being humble is my test. My new goal. Reign supreme and be better than the rest. But my attitude, that can be some kind of rude. Obtuse and very crude. My current mood is using haters. That's my fuel.
Yep.
Your current state is falling victim to my fate. Please excuse your peasantry, cause I got too much here on my plate.
Cooler.
The double play, we'll be back right here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl, Chelsea Monet, in the building. All right, so what we got before I get into Crickets of the Week, or actually, you know what, F it. We're going to get into Crickets of the Week now, and then we're going to get into Momo's Monet after that. So, first on Crickets of the Week, I'm going to go to a good – I decided to go to one of my favorite sites I have not done in a while on the show. But I decided, you know, let's go to it because these stories from this site usually entertain me so much, and y'all usually love them. I haven't done them in a while, so we're going to bring – I'm going to bring it back just for y'all. Throw it back into the mix and whatnot. So, this site that I would be reporting show, stuff for today's show from is called ClumsyCrooks.com. And ClumsyCrooks.com is not just, put it like this, it ain't just crooks. It's also dumb people in the law, like police officers, lawyers, everything. So, it pretty much embarrasses the hell out of a lot of people. So, we got a couple stories that are cricket ready, so I'm going to get my crickets ready. So, yes, got my trusty crickets. Cricket! All right, so, story number one. We got, I'm going to let you pick which one we're going to go with, Chelsea, which one we're going to pick from our first for this list. You want to go with the story about the bank programmer, I'm not gonna give you too much because it'd be too easy. The story about a bank programmer. You want to go to the story about a drunk firefighter, or do you want to go to the story about a man accused of stealing a couple's car?
We can go with the firefighter.
Firefighter first? Okay, got you. All right, so here we go. And I didn't give y'all the full headline because it would give everything away. So this story, first one, which is our first ticket of the week, is a drunk firefighter is arrested not once, not twice, but three times in 24 hours, bro. 24 hours. So a drunk firefighter was arrested three times in 24 hours at a Cleveland airport after abusing airline staff. William Graham, yes, I know, three times. He lost the goddamn
three times
mind.
In an hour?
Three times in 24 hours. Still crazy as hell.
True.
It's
for
only
real?
24 hours, so if you broke the hour, you broke the day down into thirds, that's freaking 8 hours. That means he averaged an arrest every 8 hours. That's ridiculous. So, William Graham, at the age of 55, was arrested once on Monday afternoon while trying to board a flight to Boston while drunk, and then twice on Tuesday after he was rebooked. Goodness, y'all. So, I know. Y'all like, give me some more, Sonny J. Give me some more. Sound good. I got you. That's what I'm here for. Okay, so a drunk firefighter was arrested three times in 24 hours at Cleveland Airport after abusing airline staff. And the airline was JetBlue, said Graham, who is a baton chief, became abusive towards staff each time, and on one occasion forced their airplane to turn back to the gate. Well, apparently the first arrest came around 1 p.m. on Monday when Graham tried to catch a flight from Cleveland Hawkins International Airport to Boston, according to Cleveland.com. Police records show he was drunk and was removed from the flight after he became aggressive towards other passengers and staff. JetBlue said that after being removed, he was disruptive in the gate area and the cops were called, leading to the arrest. After Graham was released from custody, he went back to the airport around 7 a.m. Tuesday, where he attempted to board another flight, but this time to Florida. Graham appeared to be drunk yet again, so he was evaluated by crew members and deemed fit to fly. But as the plane taxied to the runway, he caused disturbance and failed to follow safety procedures, according to the airline. The plane was forced to return to the gate, where Graham was kicked off and arrested for the second time. Instead of being taken to jail, he was taken to the hospital after complaining of chest pains before being released. He returned to the airport, here we go, y'all, for a third time, where he walked into the JetBlue drop-off area and became belligerent towards staff again. Graham was arrested and taken back to the hospital, complaining of chest pains again before being turfed to the county jail. He spent 2 days behind bars before being brought before a judge, where he pleaded not guilty to two misdemeanor counts of intoxicated disorderly conduct. He was ordered to pay a total of $100 plus court costs. You mean tell me all he had to do was pay $100 and he was arrested three times and acting a goddamn fool? Goodness. I guess, man. These stories just don't end that crazy, end like that. All right, well, you picked the interesting one to start off with. And by the way, y'all, she doesn't even know the content of these stories. She just happened to pick one at random, and it was just that damn good. So, yeah. Yes. Okay, Cricket. Well, so I'm going to give him his cricket and remind him that he is getting a cricket. All right, which one? Okay, of the two left, which one are you going to be going with first? The man who stole a couple's car or a bank programmer that was jailed?
Me?
Yeah, which one do you want me to go with, Nick?
Hello? Oh, you're doing the couple.
The couple? Okay, got you. Okay, a man was accused of repeatedly, I didn't put that part there, repeatedly stealing a couple's car and returning it. Yes. A man is accused of stealing an elderly couple's car in the middle of the night where they were asleep.
An elderly couple?
Yes, while they were asleep, man, and returned it before they woke up. Police said the man used the couple's van as a getaway car and other vehicle break-ins. Oh, this is going to get good. All right, so Beverly Harford, who lived in the Pinehurst neighborhood for 40 years, said she misplaced her spare key and started noticing changes with her vehicle. The seat was pulled back and the mirrors were adjusted. She said she started tracking her vehicle's mileage, which was also changing. According to Beverly, I said something, because she was early person. I got to do her voice. I said somebody's driving my car and bringing it back. I know I'm not crazy. So, Friday night, authorities arrested Michael Armando Lopez after they caught him in the Harvard's car. Deputy said when they tried to stop him, he sped off and crashed into a pole. Now the Harvards are left without a vehicle, which was specifically designed for Beverly's disabled husband, Rick. Oh, you are an asshole, Michael. Michael, you an asshole. Because we're going to pick this one of the worst at the end of this. And Michael just might be that one. Because I thought the firefighter was on some shit. So give my early voice again. I had to cancel his doctor's appointment. I hope he's satisfied that he took advantage of an elderly person that's very sick and that can't be transported to go anywhere. So deputies say taking the car isn't the only crime Lopez committed. Uh-oh, it gets crazier, people. So surveillance captured a man who investigators believe to be Lopez rummaging through cars in the couple's neighborhood. Deputies told ABC 13 Eyewitness News that during the several nights Lopez took the Harvard's van, he burglarized other people's cars. Michael Lopez, Michael Armando Lopez, what the hell is wrong with you, sir? What is wrong with you? First off, Ellie couple already. Then it was made for a disabled person. Oh, I'm going to hell, sir. First class.
So you're going to hell.
You're going to hell first class with gasoline draws on. All
right. What?
He's going to find a one, man. It's crazy. Bank programmer jailed after stealing free cash from ATMs. See, I couldn't give you the full headline because it was too easy to pick. But I think the other ones was fucked up in their own merit. So a pair of bank programmers behind bars after taking advantage of an ATM glitch to pinch more than how much money did you think was involved in this, Chelsea?
Probably close, like 50,000.
Oh, man, you're way off. You said 50,000? How about take your 50,000 and I raise you all the way up to 1.4 million?
See, he a G.
Oh, he ain't that guy. He ain't that much of a damn G.
Because he got caught.
Yeah, exactly. If you get caught, he ain't that damn smart.
Shoot.
The wreck is. Shoot, you got to get away with it.
He sure didn't take advantage, didn't he?
Yes, so the racket started at the King Kishong. Yes, he's from Beijing in China. Known as a loophole in the bank system in 2016. Uh-oh. he been playing this for a while then. Okay, so the 43-year-old who worked as a senior program. Oh, I know it was an inside job. I didn't even have to read it all the way. I knew it was an inside job. The 43-year-old who worked as a senior programmer at the bank realized withdrawals that were completely closed to midnight were not being recorded properly. This is juicy, man. These stories been good today, Lord. That meant customers could access cash from machines without the amount of money in their accounts being affected. I see where this is going. So according to the South China Morning Post, Mr. King Sheng then inserted scripts in the system so that he could test the issue without causing an alert to be issued to the staff. From November 2016, For almost a year, he made a series of withdrawals of up to 20,000 yen, which is about at a time for that. What is that? Is estimated at? Give me a second. I'm doing some currency. I'm doing a currency chain check. Yen to dollars. Because apparently they didn't think we needed to know what the difference was. That he was averaging about he had made a series of withdrawals of up to $2,954.86 at a time from a dummy account. So he was big. He was back getting about $3,000 every time in U.S. cash. By January 2018, he had raked in over $7 million, which is the equivalent of more than $1.4 million U.S. dollars, without telling his bosses what he was up to. He was eventually caught after squirreling much of the money away into his own bank account, with some also invested in the stock market. They argue its employees should have reported the issue, but it also accepted his claims that he had simply been investigating the glitch and decided to drop the case after he returned the cash. The stance was taken after the bank admitted a formal investigation would have been time-consuming and labor-intensive, Mr. King Sheen's decision to investigate it himself probably saved the institution time and money. They believe the bank would not pay attention if he had reported it. We think this reason for not reporting is legitimate. However, police did not want to drop the charges, and he was found. So he almost got off. Oh, so yes, Chelsea, you was right. He was almost a G because he almost got off until the police said, we gonna need you to it's too good of a case. We gotta get you, sir. So he ends up as a result of the police decided he was found guilty of theft in December, and the decision was recently upheld over appeal. As a result, he was jailed for 10 and a half years and was ordered to pay a total of $2,306 U.S. cash fine. So, man, y'all, that ish is crazy as hell. Y'all know how I be on these shows, bro. I don't be sugarcoating none of this stuff. This stuff is crazy. The stories are fine, man. I'm telling y'all. I find some good stories. So, I decided, I'm like, okay, after reading all those crazy behind stories, what would I say was the worst? So, we had the choice between Back to the drug firefighter was arrested 3 times, 24 hours. Well, we got the man who repeatedly stole an elderly couple's car and returned it. And then we got the bank worker who was a senior programmer for the bank and almost got away with stealing $1.4 million. And his superior decided he returned the money. He was off, but the police decided, you got to go, sir. You going down. So I got Chelsea back online. Chelsea, you heard all three stories,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. So of the three stories, and by the way, you were correct. You was almost a G because he would almost got off with it again. If he would almost got away with stealing the money and just having to return it back, if the police because the bank dropped the charges, but the police decided no, we're still going through the charges. So now he got served 10 and a half years in jail.
10 and a half.
Yeah. Oh, he almost got away with it.
That ain't bad.
Oh, man.
For that much money, you stole that much money, and you only getting 10 years.
He almost got away with it. That's the
funny
part.
Some people don't know when to stop, though.
He started feeling himself, and he invested his money. He started putting some of the money right back into the same bank he work at. He would have got. So as I say, you say he was a G. See, what
he
you
must
got
have
the
been
story going? Yeah, you. He was close. To, he was about to. Oh, he was 43 years old.
Oh, well, he done.
Oh, yeah. He ought to
be done.
So,
you could have been rich.
Rich.
I'm saying.
So, which one are you going with? Who would you say is the worst of all these characters? The guy who kept repeatedly stealing the elderly couple's car, the bank programmer who... I almost got away with stealing $1.4 million, or the firefighter who was acting a fool in the damn plane and got arrested 3 times for being drunk as hell.
You said in order, who's worse?
Yeah, who would you say is worse? Go from the least worst to the most worst. Who would you say?
Okay, the least worst, I would have to say... is the dude stealing the money. That's
the dude stealing the money? Okay, that's interesting. All right. That's
yeah,
because,
I mean,
okay.
You only got 10 years, that much money. The worst, the second, will probably be the man on the plane.
Okay.
We ain't trying to die on no plane, and you over here acting out, and you a firefighter? Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
he wrong for that. But the people stealing the old people car? Yeah. That was bad. I'm gonna admit on
okay.
that was bad.
So you going worse like that, like bad person. Okay, I got you. I see the angle you took. I decided to take a different angle. So my angle.
Tim.
All right. So my angle of worst person. All right. My number three. So again, let me remind you again. Yours was from least worst to the most worst. It went from the guy of the bank programmer. Then it went to the guy who the firefighter. Then it went to the guy who stole the old folks' car. I changed my list is a little bit different. I'm gonna change my mind a little bit. No, that's smart because I like how we did this. We both thought on a different level. Like it's kind of cool because you thought you took the definition of bad. It was cool what you did. Yeah, as a person, yeah, he's scum of the earth. But, so, worst of my list is pretty much almost reverse of yours. But it sort of goes, number three, so the least worst person on the list, I'm going to have to throw it to the firefighter. Because the firefighter was just drunk. If he wasn't drunk, he probably would have been doing right. So I'm going to have to say, yeah, like his stuff wouldn't even pretty much even happen. He wasn't drunk as hell. But what was he stressing for that? He got drunk, that he was drunk for that much, for that long, that he was running the
Maybe he was going through a divorce.
Hey, well, you need to stay at the house. Don't go to the airline. That you holding up stuff. Okay. So number two. Number two for me is going to be the guy who stole the elderly folks' car. Because here's my thing. Like, yeah, you're a terrible individual. So on the terrible individual scale, I'm about to go to Chelsea on that one. But this dude was doing the most, and he was being extra whack, and he ain't getting much time. That's a crazy thing about that. As a matter of fact, it wasn't even disclosed how much time he got, so we don't even know how long he gonna be down for. But the worst one on my personal list is the bank programmer. Bruh, you had a chance to get the money. You had the money. But just like a lot of Chris, when you watch these superhero movies, or you watch any movie just like a thriller, you always got a bad guy. The bad guy always gets cocky, and he starts throwing them stuff, and he starts doing some real cocky moves that always get him cocky. Bruh, all you had to do was not ask stupid the money and make a paper, make a trail to what you was doing. You would got away with it because the system was apparently broken to where you can get away with $1.4 million and you kept like taking $3 million here and there. I mean, that's stuff you see in the 80s movies.
Yeah.
Like, remember the movie? You ever watched this might be dating me to an extent. But do you ever remember that Disney movie Blank Check? Okay, good. Okay,
Hello?
I don't feel that old.
Uh-oh.
I was like, great. I don't feel that old because I was like, good. You said that. I don't feel that old. So yeah, so Blank Check. Yeah, this was like Blank Check when they was Mr. McIntosh. And he was like, he wrote Blank Check and he had all the stolen money. That's what this was. But people get too cocky and they get caught. You sir. And now yes, although Chelsea, you have a fine point. You only got 10 years. But nonetheless, he caught. And if he would have said something, he probably would have said something to his superiors, he put most of the guy just being fired. But he didn't come out sooner. And that's what never happened. So, yeah. Therefore, I'm about to say the guy. So, let's go ahead and give our crickets to these people. Yeah. I know. Y'all didn't know Crickets of the Week was going to be this intense this week. It was like, man, tell y'all, man, I had some juice up my sleeve today. I was playing with y'all. That site never disappoints. I don't understand why I haven't been on it in so long to give y'all stories. All right. Yes, that was so fun because it takes me into my journalism major. Makes me feel like a respected journalist. All right, so I'll be going to Moments of Monet. What you got for Moments of Monet, Chelsea?
I honestly don't have anything. I just want to say something.
Okay, go ahead.
For all you men out there, let me rephrase that. If a female does not respond to you, text, favorite message, whatever, that don't mean reply back or get upset. We don't have to reply to y'all. Y'all is not our man. You know what I'm saying? So what's the point of blowing our messages up if we don't talk to you the first time? Obviously, we don't want to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? Don't keep pushing it. Because then if you a female like me, that just make you upset. You see, I had to cuss a few people out. I ain't mean to. I just had a bad day. So it kind of just came out. So if you listening, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cuss you out. But just don't blow up my phone like you're my man, you know?
See, you did this the hard way. And that's why they invented the block button.
But see,
I love message requests. No message requests on Facebook and Instagram. It stayed the request. Oh, if I want to talk to you, it's going to stay in the request.
Oh no, honey. I say what I gotta say, then you blocked. After all them messages, it ain't an argument if it's only one person. You say what you gotta say, then that's fine.
It's too much waste of time. I'd rather just go ahead and let them take the L.
Well, I must have been having a real bad day because I had some words.
Yeah, you want
but
somebody
to feel
your wrath. That's what that was.
But other than that, I tell everybody, I went to Macumba's on Saturday. It was fun and packed like last time and usual. So it was fun. If you haven't been, go back.
All right. You said what?
I said if y'all haven't been, then go.
Okay, so we're going to play a game called Chelsea, Chelsea, Chelsea.
Ooh, I like this game.
This game is kind of, so I'm doing a follow up. I saw something. You stated, "Oh my God, I should have never went out." What was that about? Chelsea, I see it. It's a new game called Chelsea. I thought she was gonna come to the show and sugarcoat.
Dang,
but she was. So I was like, she sounded like me 3 weeks ago.
Nah, it's, it was,
I'm on Facebook. I mean, no one can hear you on the Facebook Live because I don't have the mic unplugged. Oh, no. That call got to come back. Her call not dropping today. She bring that call right back. I put my game down, flip it, and reverse it. Yes, yeah, so some of y'all are like what conversation is going on? Yeah, no, it's on the radio stream. Hey, all right, welcome back, Chelsea.
So what happened? All right, so like I said earlier, niggas. All right, so
they can't hear it on the live. So you lucked out today, and they had to go do some hard work and actually go listen to the radio stream to hear it.
Y'all need to go follow me on Facebook. They need to follow me on Facebook because it's crazy. It happens to women all the time, okay? I was enjoying myself. You know, I was enjoying myself. I was invited by a girl I had met last weekend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm walking. You know, my man in there, I see him. So I'm walking towards him, right? And then the nigga just grabbed my hand and pulled me towards him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gonna pull out his phone and be like, "Put your number in my phone." Skirt, what?
Oh, they're aggressive.
How you gonna pull me? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He pulled me in, you know. Got your man right there, ladies. So your man saw that. So yeah. Your man is pissed off. Okay. So while you supposed to enjoy yourself, you arguing. So yeah, I shouldn't have came.
All right, it's time for another new segment. It's the same thing that happens every episode, but it's called the man's perspective from Seti J. Okay. And this isn't just a man's perspective. I already said this to everybody. People, when you go to the club, especially the club is not, unless you hugged up against your mate all night, the club is not a condition.
No, but see, I was walking, I was at the bar walking to him.
Listen to me. If you're not glued to them 95% of the night, no one's gonna get the picture. So usually the club is not conducive for a relationship happen. Is that? I'm just telling you. I'm telling you the Seti J. Tell you that just the Seti J.
No. I'm listening. I'm totally listening. I'm gonna let you know what happened when you finish.
Okay, because I know I feel like you're gonna put a piece of this in there that's gonna follow up. Yeah, it's already accepted to this because I already know. I kind of know where this is gonna go, and I'm gonna like, yeah. Then you can't help that.
Nah,
one.
What?
But so before we break this general rule, there, because we got it's an if the show's about entertainment, it's going to entertain the people. So, and teach them a, and teach them a lesson. So, yes, the club is not, is not a, is not relationship, is not relationship. And that's like, it's couples night, stoplight party, and y'all got on shirts that say it's red and it's whatever color. And it, you know, unless you like this, even though there's sometimes I've seen people, they don't care. You can literally be holding your man or your girl's hand and they will still try to pull you, nonetheless. So, yeah, like, it's not, like, it's, It shoots your shot, and that's pretty much where the phrase, you know, well, that's not where it originated, but that's where this phrase is often used about bringing sand to the beach. Because the club is a beach, it's a lot of sand around, just trying to mix with the rest of the sand. So if you bring more sand, another part of the sand, I'm going to eventually mix my way over into the rest of the sand. Yeah, y'all saw how I remixed out the meaning of it. As the great philosopher Slim Thug once said, you bring sand to the beach, not this week. We going to take your bitch and make your bitch a freak. That is what he didn't say that just to be telling y'all that just for fun. That shit is what it is. Motherfuckers go to most of the non-scientists, even people that are in relationships, because they go to go do, you know, shoot they shot. Like me, I'm not always, this is my motto. Now, it depends. Now, if I'm going to shoot your shot more than I am, but most of the time I go out, I just be trying to dance and get lit. I mingle with the ladies, but I be like on some shit, man. I be like, mingle, have a good time, dance or something. Be, hey, okay, girl, the big booty, hey. And then I go home and sleep in my bed and do just fine. So, yeah, that's just me. Everybody's not Steady J. But
yeah,
when I'm on my shoot your shot mode, I'm on shoot your shot mode. See, some people aren't observant. I'm a person. When you are an expert shoot your shotter, you don't shoot your shot right away. You observe and you make sure you learn these things to see, are they attached to anybody here? If they don't have to make their understandable. Okay. But okay, you take the floor, Chelsea. I feel like you're getting ready to say some important evidence.
You're making a real good point. Check and make sure they're not with nobody. But see, what you were saying was couples don't go, or they didn't see that I was with him, but I had left, okay, early, and so he told me a group of girls, and yeah, I would say a group of girls, and there was one dude with them, you know, what else I'm going to say, can't say it right now, but yeah, they asked for me and him. So they knew we was together.
Wait, so the person that shot their shot knew? The person who shot their shot knew?
Okay, well, the dude that grabbed my arm, well, I don't know, because supposedly when I had turned around, he looked at dude and smiled. Okay. So, I don't know if he knew, but if he did, that was bold, you know, but that was still disrespectful.
Whoa. Man, goodness. That felt like the damn cricket story.
Oh, but look. I left out the best part.
Oh, come on.
Look. The dude that tried to shoot his shot.
Like, hold the phone. Okay.
The dude that tried to shoot his shot.
This better than
it's juicy and
lifting.
All right. Secret. We went to school together.
Okay. Got you.
Yeah.
But
yeah, we went to school together. So he knew who I was. He on my Facebook.
Okay. It's time for ba ba da bum boom boom. Bum ba 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 ba. It's time people's court. It's time people's court. I'm judge Seti J. Dusciano. And the question is, all your Facebook, ma'am. And welcome to this is People's Court After Dusk.
Okay.
So ma'am, on said night, today is the 18th. On the 16th of February, approximately what time did this happen? During the midnight hour, I'm going to presume.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Is this taking place in the midnight hour? Cool. Okay. All right. So, took place in the midnight hour. Okay. Great. I can hear you perfectly. So, you good. So, after that, what you're telling me, what ended up happening? So, on this night, again, you stated that this person. A, did mm-hmm. not see that they knew the person that you're dating, and they.
No. Well, hold on. How can I say this?
Knew of him.
How can I say this? No, me and the dude that tried to shoot his shot,
Yeah.
Yes, me and him went to high school together.
No, I got that point. I'm saying,
but as far as him knowing,
does he know the person you're dating?
I don't know, but he seen me go to him and kiss him and hug him and be with him
before
I seen him see me. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, dude,
cricket. Okay, this case is closed. My next one's gonna be. If you go to your Facebook, because you said that part, that was an important part of this case. Because my question before that was going to be, because you said that he follows and he's on your Facebook, I was going to say, is it clear on your Facebook that you are in a relationship? It's not a guy without knowing that.
Okay, so okay, I've been in tried the whole relationship with Facebook, and everybody knows you're dating. Nah. I don't want to do that no more because I don't want to put all my relationship and all that on Facebook. Yeah, I post a picture every now and then. But as far as his name and all that other stuff, nah, I'm good. Because
dudes
is messy, females is messy too.
I learned this of all my years of having to deal with this. I don't mind you knowing names. I'm just not going to talk about it all. My thing is this. I'm just not going to talk about it all day because I feel like there's a balance. If, you know, if it's not completely serious, like it's leading to marriage, I'm not getting to this talk about you all the time on the book and stuff. Come on now. But because my thing is this. Like, I don't mind you know names. That's cool. So when you see me, oh, okay. Bam. But on this spectrum, you're not going to catch me making posts a lot because My thing is this, because people are one way or another. Like, once you got made posts about them, it's like this infectious disease that you got made posts about them by everything, whether it's good or bad. And so, yeah, I'll tell you who they are, but I'm not getting into a post discussion all the time. Ooh,
yeah.
Me and my boo about to go to the zoo. Me and my boo. About the goo. I'm not doing all that. Yeah, I'm just not doing it. But you ask me, when people come and ask me, they see my page, oh, you date what's called? Yeah. When my shit say, let me tell y'all this right now. I used to not put my relationship status on Facebook, but now I got to the point, so you know what? I'm going to put it out there I'm going to take the mystery away from y'all asses. So, but my thing is this. If you ask me, like when if it says single on my page, guess what? I'm single. If it don't say single, then I'm not single. It's that simple. I'm going to tell you who the person is.
Easy as one, two, three.
And then I'm not going to do posts about them all the time because I feel
it's always somebody watching that's hating on you that wants your man. So she waiting for y'all.
Oh, I give a rat's ass about that.
He or she waiting for y'all to break up. And sometimes it be your closest homie.
You know?
I give a rat's ass about people finding that or not. That part doesn't bother me. It's more so on the shit of not necessarily that. And other people break. It's a distraction of where it's, I feel like the fact that it's a mystery, that's what makes y'all much more intriguing, and it kind of keeps your relationship, it keeps some of your stuff sacred, and it provides something that y'all have that y'all can just share together that no one else can share with y'all.
With your relationship on Facebook.
Oh yeah, like I said, they can know who the hell it is. My relationship, you can know who
the
hell it is.
Yeah,
they can.
Yeah.
But I'm just not
going to
post things, because when you make one post, whether it's good or bad, it just becomes infectious, and you tell all your business. I can't believe he can't do this. I can't believe, you know, and then you go into the Facebook council. Like, these motherfuckers got a degree out here or something in psychology. So, no. That's my only thing. That is my only thing. Like, I just don't get into the whole, I don't get into the whole tell you every move we're doing. Like, you can know, I'll tell y'all who I'm dating, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not going to sit there, come out and tell y'all. And I'm telling y'all this right now. If I'm not in a actual relationship person, it's not made to Facebook, because it's just an omen of mine. Why waste my time if I'm not in an actual relationship with them? I'm talking about you, so you can not. You just a cat. It didn't make me, because then I don't need people to know about people who I'm casually dating and not know. You know, and so I need people to know about people I'm serious about. If it ain't serious, it ain't a broadcast moment. So yeah. But yes, that piece of evidence, you said you literally kissed the person right in front of them. Yeah, that, Chelsea, that's stupid. Like, I'm telling you, all you got to do is pay attention. That's all y'all got to do. So yes, Chelsea, we find you innocent in this. We find you not guilty in this case. All right, defendant, you may step out, you may step away, you may leave my courtroom. So yes, that was People's Court. After that was a random segment that came out. Yeah, Chelsea, man, she good with hiding the important details that would protect her ass. She's good. She's good. She's a good storyteller. She did it on purpose. She built it up. She wanted to keep taunting us. And then, bam. I see entertainment, people. But y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all can catch it at dustspot.com/dustspotradio, DUSKSPOT.com. And it's also on iTunes. It's on the Stitcher app. It's on the TuneIn app. All over the place. You ain't got no reason why you bitch the show. And then we do, whenever I decide to get my ugly mug on Facebook, I also simulcast the show on the Facebook live feed, the City J Dusk on Facebook live feed. Chelsea, you got any announcements you didn't make before we get ready to close the show out? Uh-oh, Chelsea?
Hello, hello,
hello. There you go. Hello. Yeah, okay. There you go.
I need everybody to go to YouTube and type in I Got It /Forever with the number 4, Skits Coleon, and watch your girl do her thing, you know what I'm saying? But also follow me on my social media. I believe it's on the page, so all you just got to do is go to Dust Spot Radio, and you should see all my information and my social media right there. Please follow, please.
Yes, the video is also shared from YouTube onto the site too. It's on the home, I believe it was on the home page of the site. If you go to dustspot.com, the video is on the home page, so y'all should be able to go straight to there. Bam, you can't miss it. It has a thumbnail that you can't miss.
Yeah, but other than that, I think I have anything else.
Okay, announcements. Here's what I got covered up.
Ooh,
y'all
you got a fashion. Let me guess, a fashion show.
No, so. March 29th through March 31st, I will not be in Texas. I will be New York. And so, Nate, I see Nate is snuck into the Facebook feed. So, yes, I'll be in New York, Empire State, baby. Yes, NYC. So, yes, I'll be there. I'll be in New York. March 29th through March 31st. Can't wait to meet some of y'all. Some of y'all.
Y'all better be good to him.
So, yes, I can't
Don't
wait.
Don't make me
man.
Come out to New York.
I'll be out there with my girl, Nikki Fox. She's going to be there, too. So, shout out to Nikki Fox. I'm like, Sid, you gotta go to New York with me. So, you know, I'm like, you ain't gotta tell me twice about Linky coming out there. So I will be flying out there too. Woo woo woo. And April got something coming up. I'll give y'all the city and stuff for that closer. I gotta do that to y'all. Like I'ma like tease y'all on these things like closer to the months. So I ain't telling you about April yet. But April, epic. That's all I got to say. Epic. So, yes. But, yes, nonetheless, end of March. See y'all then. I will be in New York, baby. It's going down. All right. So, we get ready for all night. Everybody, remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, when there's a J or when there's a Chelsea or a U, there is a way. You tune in to an episode of Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl, Chelsea Monet. We out, y'all. See y'all Wednesday, home day after dusk, with your girl, Nay, who just snuck into the chat. So, come check. Y'all know how we do on Wednesdays. Wednesdays, baby. Wednesdays. Tuck your kids to bed all night, a.k.a. hump day after dusk. We out, y'all. Peace.